No, it was another difficult afternoon, and sometimes, our decision making again today was not what I would like. But we're not functioning as a team at the minute, Steve. There's no getting away from that. So a disappointing defeat.
It's a disappointing defeat, Steve. In terms of the preparation, everything else going well. Some of the performances, you say, you've said before, individually, there are signs in the build-up play that it's working well, but just not in the final ball.
But collectively as a team, we're not playing very well. And I don't want to point the fingers at individuals. There's one or two lads struggling with confidence and that. And, it's a collective thing. I take the blame. I put the players out there. And at the end of the day, we're not good enough at the minute.
But there's no room to no need to panic, Steve, is there? There's only four games in. It takes time for teams to gel.
You can look at it like that and make excuses and what have you. But we need to start winning and getting some points. And it's a very, very poor start from our point of view. And like I say, at the minute, collectively as a team, we're not producing.
Little time to dwell on it, though. Forest Green visit Agra on Monday. You'd want to put things right relatively quickly.
Yes, we'll obviously have to make changes because at the minute it's not happening with the personnel that are playing. So we'll look within the squad to change things around and turn it around and get the right result.
Yeah, today you made a couple of changes. Carl Storrow for being omitted for Ricky Shakes and no extra Gahagan, not even on the bench. What was the reasoning behind that, Steve?
Well, we spoke to Exodus yesterday, and Mansfield has spoke to him about joining Mansfield, and I asked him what he wanted to do, and he just said the offer from Mansfield was too good to turn down. So I want players who want to play here, and I thought Young Shea did a good job today. I felt a little bit sorry for him because he's come in to a side that's struggling, but I thought he did very well.
Yeah, I must admit, I'd echo your sentiments there. I think also, again, we say about Nathan Blissey, you said last week about bringing a young man in and being asked to perform almost immediately without being able to settle in at this level.
Well, it looks like that's going to be the way it is at the minute. And I thought, again, he contributed well in the second half when he came on. So, we may look at obviously giving him a start on Monday. We've got to change things around because at the minute, things aren't working.
Anthony Melbourne taking off Keith Briggs off and an injury to Jack Byrne. Was that tactical at half time, Steve? Obviously, the injury to Jack not being tactical.
Well, no, Jack was. He's got a ruptured Achilles, so he's just gone off to hospital now. He's going to be out for a while. And obviously, Briggs and Malbs, we just decided to change it around. We didn't think it was happening up front, and I thought Keith struggled at right back today, so we made the change.
Well, Steve, you look forward to, I'd say you don't have time to dwell, do you? The game with Forest Green coming relatively quickly. Steve Guinan probably back into him for selection.
Well, there's a good chance of that. Steve hasn't trained yet. He did a bit today before the game, but that's his first stint he's really done. But we'll have to assess it near to the kickoff. But obviously, if he's fit, then he's got a good chance of playing as well, Steve.